Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 40th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It's interesting to see that in verse number 9, that Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah. Last time we saw anything about Ishmael, him and Isaac didn't get along very well. Sent him away. But yet, we see that with the death of Abraham, that relationship was somehow at least bonded together for a short time. It made me think, isn't it true that sometime in death, families who have been fighting and squabbling at death, oftentimes that kind of brings them together, and brothers and sisters or other people who are, they look at it, why are we really fighting? You know, life is so short, and we're struggling. And this is what happened to Ishmael and Isaac. They were at odds with one another, but yet their relationship somehow had been brought back together. And many times death brings families together. So Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah. And also notice in verse number 8, the last part of verse number 8, and he was gathered to his people. That is an interesting phrase, gathered to his people. The only one that was in that cave was Sarah. So obviously it's not talking about his ancestors. What it's talking about here, gathered his people, it's not referring to his ancestors, since none of them was buried at the cave, but to those who went before him who died in faith, his people. Do you know our people are God's people? He was gathered to his people, those who died in faith. And if you will, Abraham, if you will, I have just a few minutes here. Abraham went, and when he died, he went into the underworld. Bible speaks of it as Sheol, or the grave. In the underworld, and we turn with me to Luke chapter number 16. We find Abraham. The Bible speaks of him dying. And while you're finding Luke chapter number 16, basically, Abraham just wore out. It talked about that he died a good old age, full of years, but his body just wore out. A lot of us are getting that way. Who said amen? About everybody said amen to that, okay? We're just wearing out. Our body is referred to in the scripture sometimes as a tent, okay? It's a tent. You don't see the real me here. You see, you know, the real me is within side. You following my spirit? That's the real me. And if the Lord doesn't come before he calls me home, well, and I'm laid out here, maybe they'll have my funeral here. I don't know what they do. May throw me in the lake and let the gators eat me. I don't care. I don't care what they do. But anyway, whatever they do with me and where my body's laid, that's not me. I'd be in the presence of the Lord. Paul talked about that, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. That is our hope. That's why we as believers should not fear death. Not fear. That, I didn't say go looking for it. I want to live as long as God will allow me to live. I want to live to be a ripe old age of 175 if he lets me. I don't see it, but if he did, you know, the point is this body that we have is just a tent. And one day it'll be folded and it'll be laid in the ground and we'll be in heaven in the glories. And one day we'll get a new body. Won't that be something? Well, Abraham, we find when he died, when believers, those in the faith, before the death on the cross of Calvary, all believers from the time of Adam to the last one who died before Jesus was on the cross, they all went to the underworld. And we see a picture of that here in Luke chapter number 16. Time will not, you know the story of rich man Lazarus. It's not a parable. Some Bible writers and all call it is not a parable. Okay, there's reasons for that, but I won't go into that, but it's not a parable. Jesus talked about the, because he says a certain rich man, he named Lazarus, and you know the story, the rich man died, and he lifted up his eyes in hell, and he looked across. And in verse number 24, let's look at number 22. And it came to pass that the beggar, Lazarus, died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in his flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou, and you remember the story. He can't go over there, and you can't come over here. There's a great gulf between us. So obviously, during the time of from the time of Adam to the last person that ever died, anyway, that entered. Let me give you another one. Remember, Jesus was on the cross of Calvary, and the thief on the cross said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said, "Today." Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He was going to do something for that thief on the cross he hadn't done for nobody. He's going to take him to paradise with him. Today, thou, but before he had to do that, he had to empty the compartment, the underworld. And again, time won't allow you to turn there, but let me read in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 8. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, and his body was lifeless there on the cross. And Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus lovingly took the body of Jesus Christ and laid him in that tomb. And Jesus laid there for 3 days and 3 nights. Jesus was busy doing things. Even though there was that lifeless body that laid in the tomb, Jesus was alive, very alive. Amen. And the first thing he did, I believe, the Bible speaks of this in Hebrews and other places, that Jesus took his own blood and went to the Holy of Holies and put his blood on the altar. It was pleasing to God. And then from there, he went back down into the underworld. And Ephesians talks about this. Wherefore he saith when he ascended up on high, when he ascended, that he led captivity captives and gave gifts unto the men. Now, he that ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above the heaven, that he might fill all things. So you get the picture. Jesus went down into the underworld, and he emptied that compartment of believers. That compartment that the rich man and Lazarus, they could look across and they could see one another. And that's why when you read in 1 Peter chapter number 3, where that he, well, let me read that. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 18. After he was put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, he also went and preached unto the spirits in prison. This is in the underworld. Which sometimes were disobedient, which were long-suffering of God, waiting in the days of Noah. And it talked about him preaching. Now, Jesus wasn't preaching to the unbelievers, offering them an invitation to be saved. What he was doing, they saw the way the rich man could see Lazarus and Abraham and those people on the other side. They saw Jesus, the one that they had rejected. He preached to them, "You rejected me."
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.